here. Why don't we real quick, let's go around the room, just introduce yourself. Troy, you want to start?
Troy Rawlings, Davis County Attorney.
Neil Geddes, County Attorney's Office.
Blake Woodall, Internal Auditor.
Curtis Coe, Auditor, just the auditor now.
Randy Elliott, Commissioner.
Bob Stevenson, Commissioner.
Lorraine Kamala, Commissioner.
Cindy Melville, Commissioner Office.
John Nixon, Public Member.
Tracy Probert, Public Member.
Okay, welcome. We want to also welcome Cindy, Cindy Felt, or Shawna Felt, it was best maybe Cindy, Cindy comes in today to cover for us, so we appreciate Cindy helping us out and supporting on it. As Lorraine alluded to a second ago, we reappointed both you two for another term.
Oh, you were serious about that?
Yes.
I wasn't here, you know, or I could take your side and dissent at the, you know, on the vote, but it was unanimous from there.
That's great.
From their perspective as far as that goes, so.
We absolutely express thanks. I mean, that's, what you're doing is quite a big deal for the county, so thank you.
No,
I'm happy to serve.
And we do really appreciate you guys as far as it goes, so. First thing we need to do on our agenda is our minutes for March 6th. If have an opportunity to look at that, take a motion to.
Yeah, I reviewed them and I move approval.
Second.
Move second that we approve the minutes for March 6th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you on that. Already covered the reappointment of John and Tracy, and again, thank you for that. I do believe that as far as putting this committee together a few years ago, that this has been very, very good with how this worked. What I'd like to do right now is we're going to go into a closed session, turn time over to.
Commissioner, I may need to be in closed session. Neither does the fraud and ethics outline. I'm not sure on policy recommendation what that is, but those two items can occur out.
So I think on the hotline, I think we talked about that, but in talking to the attorney yesterday, the feeling was, as far as on this presentation, we should go into a closed door meeting. So.
Okay.
So if you want to cover the fraud hotline.
Sure. So on county risk assessments, we're at the point that we've gone through all of the departments. So if there are departments that you want to start up as the audit committee and give us direction to do risk assessments on, we're happy to do that. We're just waiting for those assignments.
So look, I have a question that I don't, sorry. I have a question that I don't know. I don't know the answer on. So as far as the audit committee goes, you know, we basically, you know, a few years ago gave a list saying let's go through all these departments and that. Now you're through them, and I guess what we can do is turn around and start going through them again.
Right, you had turnover in department heads, maybe a different perspective, different policies, different systems have been implemented. So if, I guess what I'm saying is, if there are departments that you would like us to go through right now, great. If you want us to just say alphabetical order, that's great too. But we would look for direction on how you guys want us to proceed with that.
So,
and so we'd start doing those again.
So, Curtis, let me ask you, as far as from your recommendation, would you think we just turn around and start the process all over again, or?
I would look at departments. My recommendation to the committee would be look at departments that have new department heads, new elected officials.
Are there higher risk concern?
Yeah, higher risk. Think of your departments that handle a lot of cash or transactions. Those are probably the ones you want to do more frequently.
So as far as state law goes, let's look before there was an audit committee. Were you or your predecessor just able to turn around and do this, or were there not being done? How did that work?
So this came about as we sort of developed the audit process and eventually got to an audit committee. But risk assessments, probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I don't know if the cities have this with the state auditor. The state auditor implemented in our external audit that the county has a risk assessment that we fill out annually. Probably about 3 weeks, maybe a month ago, you guys signed off on that. We did get docked this year because one of the areas is that you have to have an ethics, a code of ethics that you've adopted. We haven't done that yet, so we got docked 20 points on our risk assessment with the state auditor. But from that, it was like, hey, that's a really good idea. Let's implement risk assessments on a departmental level. Like, we can do one for the entire county and report on that annually, but wouldn't it be better to take it down to the departmental level and look at each department and look at what practices are being implemented or not implemented, right? Or how are we handling all of these? And so the idea is to give management an overview of, this is how our departments are functioning, here's where our risk might be. And so that's how we came about doing risk assessments. We started that, well, it's kind of ironic, I said about 5 years ago, the state did it. We started it 6 years ago, but when they brought theirs on, it also was very helpful. Like, we went out, Googled, said risk assessment. We kind of built one, and we took the state's. So we've been doing it for a while, but that's why I would point to, are there areas with higher risk, large volumes of transactions, or turnover in leadership?
Hey, Chris, what's your capacity to do them? And I mean, can you cover all the departments, 20% of the departments, all the departments?
Yeah, a good question. It just depends on the workload. Depends on what comes up and what I've got. Blake, the capacity is Blake. And so it adds.
Well, Blake's an all-star.
So if you say, hey, we want 15 departments done by next audit committee, that's probably not going to happen because you send it out, then they come back, and then we review them. But, and who knows what comes up with other items. So if you guys give us a list, we'll hit them and we'll report back to you as fast as possible. Hey, this time we've got five.
So you just want to prioritize list.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a list of all the departments and when they were last done? And I wonder if we could see a list of departments when they were done.
Yeah,
and maybe changes in leadership. So when was the last time leadership changed?
Well, no, in this section.
So do you think
all the points you've made, just maybe in a
John and Tracy, I guess
we had it in this section, the last paper.
Would you guys feel comfortable with what we had Curtis like put together as a recommendation for say the coming 12 months and present it to us in the next meeting?
That would be fine. I'm hoping we don't have any large projects coming up. This is something I'd like to implement sooner than your next meeting, if that's all right.
So, well, if you got us the information, unless it's all...
How about we start with animal control? You have new leadership there, and last time it was done, it looks like August 19.
Yeah.
I think we start with the 19s again.
Yeah, that's why don't you do the 19s and...
Information,
I mean, are there any issues in any of these other big departments that you would lead you to want to do them sooner than later? Otherwise, I'd probably just go back and
the start oldest again. Ones.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too.
Assessor was done in September 19. When was
that? The treasurer.
There's several 19s. One, two, yeah. Three, four.
So, if you guys six. Are okay, we'll start with the 19s. We may just start with animal care and assessor because they're under new leadership since that last one.
Yeah.
And hopefully, once again, a risk assessment is not we're trying to beat people up. What we're trying to do is we're trying to find stuff early. And so if you have new leadership and like, well, this is how it's always been done, we're not there to beat anybody up. We're just saying, okay, 10 years ago that probably was adequate. Now with, well, let's take Venmo. If you're receiving payments through Venmo, that's a problem. Venmo's very loose as far as the financial control in an organization like us. Personally, it's great. Organizationally, not great.
So. Didn't we have some issues with the golf courses at one point?
We had some. We've had them at one point with the golf course, at one point with the health department, the senior department. But once again, we didn't find any issues of fraud.
And the CJC, I think.
I think we had some issues there as well. So once again, we haven't found fraud, but what we find is people think about it from, oh, I do this at home, it's easy, this works, let's just do it, rather than thinking on an organizational perspective. So that's what the value of risk assessments.
Yeah. I don't see CJC in the list.
They would have been under the attorneys, but we could, if the attorney's office would want an independent review of that, we'd be happy to do that as well.
Whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter if it's independent or the same time either way.
Okay.
So I'm trying to remember, did we in the past put a list out to basically letting everybody know that these were pending, they were coming to the departments?
I think there was an email sent out.
An email, there was something sent out, wasn't it?
There was an email, and then it actually came from your office saying, reply to the auditor's office.
So, I mean, I think that if we have a concerned criminal way of something fraudulently, then to walk in and do it is best. But I think on some of these, with what we're doing, letting people know that these are pending at some time during the year is not a bad idea, so.
Yeah, they're routine, and again, the concept needs to be not a gotcha thing, but we're here to help make sure that we're safeguarding our assets.
Keep you from getting.
We're trying to keep you guys out of jail, right? I mean, so.
100% agree.
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay.
Fraud and ethics hotline, we didn't have any that are relevant. Sometimes we get some saying that they're in a custody battle and they want us to look into it. We get to reply and say that. The last quarter, we haven't received anything that in the fraud and ethics hotline.
Anything dealing with haircuts or anything like that?
No, we have no policy on hair, luckily.
Thank goodness.
Mandatory, you have to grow some.
Yeah, man.
I'm just glad you don't tell me about our expense accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the years are going by.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I just figured there's no need to cover those in closed session, so.
Okay.
And then policy recommendations. I don't have any policy recommendations today. I don't know if you guys had something that you wanted to discuss. But.
Okay. Well then, per Utah Code Annotated 524205, recommend that we go into closed session.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we go into a closed section under UCA 52-4-205. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, recording. She has to get that last part.
Move to adjourn. With that, I think that there is no other business unless someone has something. And if so, we'll adjourn this meeting at 11:22.
Thank you.
Thank you. Look at this.
What's that?
What they're meeting with, and I think that these guys got to just be flat.
The other meeting?
They got to be embarrassed. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. And I don't know. I don't.